the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
I'm ready for pointy at the doggy.
Gummy ball.
Previous.
Yeah, no worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
confusing? I've got a real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand a prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, it's a corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park on this very scary Friday the 13th.
Oh my god, that was an impressive scream.
That was really good.
Ridiculous.
Mick, well done.
No, I want that. I want that.
Good scream, Gabby.
Thanks.
Whoa. That was seriously.
Can we replay that somehow? Because I want to listen to it.
Right now.
On the podcast, Gabby. Yeah.
True. You can listen on Spotify and iTunes, as well as our website, 2SER.com.
Or if you're listening right now live.
It's 107.3.
Or, yeah. Or if you maybe you're recording it on an old, like a tape deck.
Yeah, because we've got a couple of fans that do that.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
When they listen to it live, they also like to record it live while they're listening in the car live, so they get their phone and record it, and so they can play back whenever they want.
I don't know why I went tape deck. Of course, phone is much better to record it with. Should I continue?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So grab your toilet paper and sit around the wireless as I, Joel Kasem, and two of my eerie friends bring you all the spooky sporting news from around the flat earth. There it is.
Should I scream again?
If you want.
Far out. Put it down, man.
That is deafening.
I'm actually just so impressed that I can do a scream like that.
I want someone to be like driving in their car and they've just turned it on at that moment.
Yeah.
And someone's like walking past the car like, oh my God.
That could happen.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Have you got someone in your boot?
Did you hear about that? That actually happened. A man was like fixing his car and there was all this noise. It's like, help, help, let me out, let me out. And so the cops were called. But it was just his parrot that can recall.
No way.
Yeah. So the cops were like, oh, okay. And
but
I was
where
like,
did he hear
that's
it,
alarming. Yeah. That's, I would, if I was a detective, I would get onto that.
You'd be checking under the floorboards.
Yeah.
When I was a bit younger, I used to deliver plumbing equipment to plumbers and stuff like that. Or sometimes I would take
I didn't
it
know
to
that.
The house.
No, yeah, I didn't know.
This like 10 years.
We should delve into this.
No, we don't want to. And anyway, I did this one job. It was out like in the country somewhere. It was a really big drive. And they just bought some toilets and stuff like that. And I had to deliver it to this house. So I've gone out there. It's on a farm, like I said. I get there. And I'm knocking on the door and no one's answering. There's no houses around or anything. And so I'm knocking. And then I notice that like the screen, there's like a screen door that's open. So I sort of just pop my head in. I'm like, hello, is anyone there? And I can hear, hello. And I'm like, what? Hello? Can you hear me? And I hear it again. And so I said, look, I'm coming inside. I'm going to.
Oh my God, you're
I
brave.
Don't know what's going on. I'm coming in. Okay. Where are you? Where are you?
And white just, people are so again. Stupid.
You've got no idea. And I finally, I get in and I'm like looking around someone's house. They're not home. It's a cat going,
oh my God, that's so good.
So you've broken into.
Yeah. Like, pretty much. And I've just
cat's
it.
Like, oh my God, thank God you're here.
Help, I want food. Yeah. Where's my toilet?
Did you feel really embarrassed?
Of course I did. Even though there's no one there. Like, cat, don't tell anyone. I'll tell this on radio in a few years.
Don't tell anyone.
Anyway, I've got to finish this intro. Where was I up to? First up is a woman who last week introduced herself as Gabby Morris. It's Gabby Morris.
Yay.
What a coincidence. Twice in 2 weeks.
It's pretty lucky.
Also, it is pretty lucky. You're both lucky to have me.
Also joining us is a man who has been hoarding toilet paper long before it was in vogue. It's Mick Rad.
Yes.
Yes. Yes,
got him.
That is I.
Got him.
Got him.
What do I say?
You look like a boomer that would get stopped. Oh my God, I can't even get it out because I felt really guilty saying that and your face looks so sad.
Jesus.
Millennials are just booking holidays and boomers are just hoarding toilet paper.
It's so true. Yeah. And we're all stuck in the middle doing nothing.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
Making podcasts, that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Who, what, how, was everyone's sporting week?
I played last night, AFL Nines.
Wow.
Five people turned up originally. Five. You need nine. There's nine players.
Okay, of course.
We had five. Eventually.
AFL Nines.
Eventually, we stole some players from the team that just played, you know, like, hey, yeah, guys, yeah, and yeah. they jumped in. They gave us like four players and then.
Wait, four, five, nine. You got there.
Yeah, but okay. then, and then three of our players turned up eventually. And then we had to kick off the players who helped us out. It's really, you feel really bad.
Yeah,
really.
That's awful.
That's like, pretty bad.
Well, because you want your players to get the game time because they're paying for it.
They were late.
How late were they?
Well, good 5 minutes.
Oh, again. That's okay.
Yeah, it wasn't
anything
like,
after huge. Kickoff is.
Yeah, that's too probably late. A good rule.
It was week six. We haven't won a game.
Oh, so you lost?
Yeah, we lost. Again.
How's like your body?
Well, thanks. Like, thanks for asking.
Like, you're not injured or hurt or...
No, I'm all good. I ran a lot. I stayed on the whole game last night. Didn't get off. I was playing back. I could do good kicks.
Yeah.
Like, they landed on the right people. I was happy
just
with
on
that.
Their heads.
Well, just got to hit them, right?
Yeah.
No, I went all right. My body's feeling good. I'm primed for Community Cup.
Beautiful.
Bring it on.
Oh, God, Community
God,
Cup already.
Again.
Not again.
No.
Okay, I've done all the intros, yeah. So, yeah, my sporting week.
Yes.
So, as you know, I play in the Wood Ducks, and we
sorry,
pretty
what?
Much
hang
my
on.
Cricket team. That's what we call the Wood Ducks.
Really?
The great cricket team.
Yep.
Anyway, pretty much everyone in the team wants to call it after the end of the season.
Aww.
No one really wants to play, except for me. But everyone wants to call it. They've all got families and whatnot, I understand. And we thought last week was going to be our last game. We ended up winning and now have made the finals, which we didn't expect. But one of the players in the team, who is a friend of
who
ours,
I know,
Adrian, do you know this story already?
I know the story. Please tell it.
He pretty much had been all week so excited for the last game
ever
that he was going to just let loose on one of the opposition players. Like, let loose.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Just, like, give it to
abuse him.
Oh, like, verbally?
Verbally abuse yeah. him.
Not beat him up.
Like, is it one guy that he doesn't like?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They've never liked each other. We've played this team a lot over a few years. And so, anyway, he's gone in and given it to him, and now we don't think he can play ever again because he got suspended, and we've made the finals.
Oh, my God.
Has he officially been suspended?
Well, we don't know yet. We're
what
still
did
waiting.
What did he say?
It was pretty rough.
Did the guy retaliate? Thing. Like, was he like?
No, he just went straight
up?
To the umpire.
Oh.
I was like, I want to put in a complaint about this player.
Oh.
And the umpire's like, yeah, he said some stuff to me too.
What's he getting fired up about?
Oh, he's just being a tool.
It's just him.
Because he thought it was going to be the last game ever. And so if he got suspended, he wouldn't have to do it because he didn't ever play it again.
But it didn't matter because we made the finals.
That's too funny.
Silly boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that happened. Have you got any sporting?
If annoying your colleagues was a sport, I'd be going to the Olympics. I'd get more for that.
How are you annoying them?
I think my presence just annoys
them. Well, are they good presents or bad presents?
No, my presence.
Oh, no, I was just joking. It's a dad joke.
We don't have time for dad jokes. I haven't really done anything sporty.
Doesn't matter.
Nah, doesn't really, does it?
Oh, jeez. Right.
Mick, you asked on Twitter either yesterday or something along those lines, a day, about empty stadiums.
Yes.
And is that...
we're getting
sport,
close to it, right?
Sorry, what sport?
Oh, no, yes,
best?
Right. Which sports would benefit from having no crowd? And I said, I'll start. And I said, the Tour de France. Because, you know, when you're going up the hill and all these dickheads
God.
Are on the road.
So true.
And...
And all
imagine.
The accidents that have happened from
people get hit.
Putting their...
Even rally driving, because that's another one, where rally drivers like crash on a corner and there's people like get squished. Like, I just think there are certain sports that actually would benefit from having no crowd.
But that's the only reason I watch those sports, is to see people get axed.
But can you think of any other?
No, like, I couldn't.
No?
I really don't know any.
Yeah. So we know the Matildas played with to no crowd last night.
Yeah.
Which, you know... Just,
which was a weird game,
the
right?
atmosphere is just... when you don't have an atmosphere around a game, it really changes.
I would love to know how that would impact them in terms of their mentality. Like, how would that... Is it good that nobody's there? Is it bad?
No, I think
so we've
it would
got
be
Sam
bad.
Kerr on the phone right now. Oh.
If only. One day.
Yeah.
One day.
I think it would be really hard. I think it would take away from... This sort of
even a booing crowd gives you atmosphere and
it gives you
that
gives you energy pressure. I think it's the pressure.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, also the lights were failing, so
yeah.
there's also some technical things that just need to be considered.
Someone was there, like whoever was running the joint was like, well, there's no one here tonight, so obviously no game. Yeah. I'll put the lights on. Yeah.
The cleaner just flicks them off.
He's walking out.
Sets the alarm. Twice as well.
I know, happened before the game, and then what, 1 minute into the game.
That is so true.
No, there's definitely no one here.
Nah.
Thought I heard something. So all I had in the crowd were police in masks. That was it.
Why were there police?
I don't know.
That's where our taxpayers' money's going to.
They wanted to watch the game.
They probably just wanted to watch the game.
It wasn't here. It wasn't played here.
No, that's right. I knew that.
Yeah. Look, while we're talking about it, the Matildas are going to the Olympics.
Yeah. Well, if the Olympics goes ahead.
Yeah. Oh. That's the thing. We don't even know.
It's the first time. I think it was the first time in like 16 years or something that both the men's and women's team will be playing at the Olympics.
Okay, I didn't realise that.
First time in ages.
Very true.
So there's talks that it might go to London, right?
Is there?
Yeah.
Why?
But Tokyo should be over it. London hasn't even ramped up yet, so they could get it anyway. So everyone's going to get it, right? So,
yeah.
But hopefully by the time it's on, it'll hopefully have...
Well, I don't think it's going to calm down. I think it's going to, like, it's only just the beginning.
But it'll last a few... I don't know. I'm no doctor, but I just feel like...
Oh, you're not?
As much as I pretend I do.
I'm no doctor. That's such a man thing to say. Like,
is that like, I'm not racist, but...
Yeah. I'm not a doctor, but here's some medical advice.
Fine, I'll just shut up.
No,
it's just an opinion thing. I don't have anything to base it on. I mean, I feel like it'll peak in over the next 3 months, and after that, you know, it'll sort of falter away.
Whoopsie daisies.
Falter. Oh, that was, thank you.
Whoopsie daisies.
Falter away.
Were you saying falafel and fly away at the same time?
You made me touch my eyes.
Oh, God, you really are. Stop touching them. Oh, gross, they're weeping. No. Oh. This is already stressing me out being in a confined space with you two.
Is the aircon on? Oh,
yeah, it's on.
I'm sweating.
I am.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God.
You both got
the coke. Juices are flying.
Let's just quarantine ourselves in here and do our show 24/7.
Then we'll get another award. Across the corona.
No, wait, what's the new name?
COVID-19.
COVID-19, thank you.
Or as I've been saying all day, COVID-17.
That's its slightly Close younger enough. Sister.
It's coming.
Not so bad.
Yeah,
not so bad.
She's cute.
All right, so yes, the Matildas are going to going to the Olympic Games if they're on this year. As are we. We'll be there.
Yes.
So they played two games versus Thailand. The first one was a bit of a killing. The Aussies won 5-0 in the first leg. Yes, I've already said all that stuff. 5-0 sounds big, but it actually should have been bigger. They actually squandered a lot of chances. And Sam Kerr scored two goals, the first being in just 10 minutes and the second coming in the 80th. And then the other night, they played again over in, I think it was Vietnam.
Yeah, Vietnam.
It was? Yeah, okay. A bit more sloppy than the first match, but they still got up 2-1. And
first goal we've ever conceded to Vietnam.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's cute.
Wasn't it also Sam Kerr's 42nd goal?
I think you're right.
Oh.
I don't have that written down, but that does sound familiar.
No, it is right.
Okay.
So there you go.
I believe you.
Excellent.
Yes.
So, yes, Sam Kerr, as you said, scored. Stated, Hayley
Stop
Rezo.
Playing with your
oh,
eyes.
Oh, no. Yeah, sorry.
It's actually really freaky how much you realize you touch your face as a person, as a human.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's like 1,000 times a day.
So 1,000 is a lot.
That's why everyone's just like dousing themselves in hand sanitizer.
Well, there's that great video. Is it in the States where that lady is saying,
oh, yeah,
do
she's
not
telling everyone not to touch their face, and then she
licks her
finger
to
turn
change.
The face.
But someone put the,
Laurie,
boom, boom, boom.
You can say that on Brown Cardigan if you want to see that video.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Thank you, Brown Cardigan. Yep. Should we move on to more sport?
Yeah, might as well.
The ladies of Australia have just been killing it.
Absolutely. In the cricket.
In all aspects, not just sport.
What a thrashing. Have you got more? Okay. The Aussies won the Women's T20 World Cup, beating India in the final by 85 runs.
It was a thrashing as well.
It was. Well, I just said 85 runs in front of a record crowd at the MCG. Australia claimed their fifth World Cup title. Alyssa Healy and Beth Mooney kicked us off in style, scoring 75 and 78 not out, respectively. Healy set a new record for the highest score in women's T20 World Cup final, only to have it beaten by Mooney. Although Healy's 50 off 30 balls was the fastest 50 in an ICC final for any men's or women's.
Wow.
She was tonking them far. Yes. And there was talk in the commentary about how they really should just push the boundary out a bit wider for players who can easily clear it. Like, yeah, you're getting sixes, it's like super easy. Because they bring it in closer. And I just think, well,
why? Because ladies, right?
I didn't say it.
Bitches don't need that boundary to be smaller, obviously.
Well, they don't. And they're like, they're hitting it as harder than I ever could.
So. Oh, yeah. I think my mum texted me through
I love
the game.
How you always compare it to you, but like you've never been a professional athlete. So it's like the comparison is not.
I used to hit sixes all over the place.
On the dance floor.
Yeah?
What?
I don't know what that means.
I was trying to think of some kind of weird innuendo there, but.
Mm. No.
No.
I wouldn't open myself up to such things.
What was funny also with the T20 Women's World Cricket Cup?
Yeah.
Can you do that? Cricket Cup?
I suppose it is a cup for cricketers,
Yep. Is the vice captain got drug tested in the middle of the big performance?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So Katy Perry was doing her big performance and Rachel Haynes had to get drug tested, pulled aside. So she missed the whole performance.
Well, just a random drug test.
Random drug test. Okay. She was absolutely spewing, she said, in quotation marks.
Well, they made up for it because after the game, they all hung out on stage with Katy Perry and took turns dancing in front of the crowd that was hanging around. Katy Perry was loving it. It was actually loving. Pretty cool to watch.
And the crowd, 86,000 people.
Yeah.
Huge.
Biggest cricket crowd ever. Women's cricket crowd.
But standalone like, women's you've just won this huge game and then the doctors are like, no, you, out of like the whole team. You'd be so frustrated. We got to do a drug
test.
We hope
it's a doctor.
Yeah.
It wasn't Mick. Can you pee in this cup?
We'll let that one slide. It's fine. It's fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay. Anyway.
I can't believe you guys didn't know that. And I did. And I knew something about cricket. Boom.
See, you're starting to love cricket, aren't you?
I love it when girls win cricket. It's probably the only time I love it.
With the ball, Megan Shute was on fire, taking 4 for 18, while Jess Jonathan took 3 for 20.
And we did it without Elise Perry.
Elise Perry will be out for 6 months to have surgery on that hamstring that she damaged against the win against New Zealand.
That bad? Like, usually hammies heal in like 4 or 6 weeks.
I think she's...
What? How did she do
it? Tore it off the bone.
Oh.
Yes.
Like a sweet, sweet Christmas ham. How did she... That was awful. How did she do it? Like,
She was just going to throw the ball, I think, and just, I don't know.
Far out.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did my hamstring the other weekend, picking up my 18th month old niece.
But, well, at least you're not bending with your back. That's good. Sounds like you're bending with your...
No, I think I was bending with my back and it like twinged.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Kind of like got the, I don't think it's my hamstring, but it's like some kind of nerve. Oh my God. Kids are really hard work.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to do that. I don't think. Far out. Injuries left, right, and center.
In the men's, also a thrashing, Australia lost the one-day international tri series to South Africa 3-0. The final match was a 6-wicket defeat, despite Marnus Labuschagne making his maiden 100.
Mm.
So Marnus Labuschagne is South African, who was born in South Africa. And so they're playing over there. They're playing these three games. In game two, his family drove 5 hours to come watch him play, and he got out for a duck.
Oh, ouch.
5 hours to see nothing. But then the last game, the one where he just scored that 100, he actually... was much closer to where he was born anyway, so a lot of family came back and got to see him make 100, which is good.
Made up for it.
Yeah. Jeez, you'd feel awful. You'd feel so bad. Now the men's are going to play a few games here in Australia. It's March, and they're going to play cricket.
What? More cricket?
Yeah. They play tonight, Sunday, and then I think next Friday or something.
Okay.
So there you go.
But the football started. Woo!
Football has started.
Footy, 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 and go Para. How about Para last night? Oh.
How about them? What a game,
What a game. What a score. They have smashed the Bulldogs.
And all those fans just getting COVID-19.
Well, you know, we are a close bunch.
I I think the NRL's approach has been really interesting. Like last minute, just handing out these guidelines. But the guidelines were just for for the players.
Yeah.
Don't go near the fans. Mm. Don't sign anything. Don't do any selfies. Don't get any remotely. Just do a slight wave from the field. It's like, what about the bloody thousands of fans that are walking in? Like,
here's the thing. So the NBA very famously yesterday decided to suspend the whole season because one of their players, one of their star players, has come down with it. So if a player gets it, I feel like that's going to be the tipping point. If a player gets it and they're all on the field and they're all sharing their muck on the ground, it could easily transfer and they will then shut it down because then everyone will get it. I mean, everyone's going to get it anyway, right?
It
just, just depends on how quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
are they going
to?
No.
Okay.
I believe you. So do we think this is going
to? Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
COVID-18.
That's a COVID-20 right there.
Oh, that's a super... I'm a super spreader.
Oh, great. We really aren't going to anywhere else.
Sorry, that was a legit cough.
I believe you.
Good.
Yeah.
Are they going to... Do we think the NRL and AFL seasons will eventually have no crowd?
I reckon there's going to have to be a crackdown. I don't know why the NRL think that they're special, but I think that they're going to realise that...
Well, Formula One's going on this weekend, right? But also... We haven't got that many numbers yet in Australia, like nothing like Europe or America. Or actually, America hasn't even got that many cases. I mean, England, Liverpool played this the other morning as well. So there's countries that haven't quite reached that level where they think, oh, we better pull it back.
Yeah.
But it will happen, I reckon,
I think the containment is important. I don't think, like I think trying to restrict the spread and trying to maintain the kind of, the how quickly it's going to happen is important. I think it's, there's definitely a sad amount of panic and hype around it that it's not helping.
It's all about flattening the curve. And I learn about this because of those little graphs that they show. You either have lots of people have it in a really short space of time and the hospital system collapses and people die because there's not enough resources, or you spread that out over a longer period so everyone still gets it, but your medical services can handle it.
Yeah.
And so that's what the whole idea is. And we're learning something every day, right?
We are.
I had a friend go down and get tested for COVID-19 deep in the RPA dungeons, just next to the baboons. So you can be quite close to...
Is there a link between those baboons and this virus? Mm. Like 12 monkeys.
In table tennis news.
Excellent.
I love table tennis.
Not enough table tennis news. They still have the tournaments down at the local pub.
We've talked about this for a year.
They've just started again, so we should go back.
We should. The Gladstone and Chippendale?
Yes.
Beautiful pub.
Lovely pub. An 11-year-old Syrian table tennis player is set to become the youngest Olympian. 11 years old.
Is there a limit to how old young you can
be? Guess not. Because this is the youngest person in more than 50 years qualifying for Tokyo. The last time an 11-year-old reached the Olympics was the 1968 Winter Games, when Patrice somebody competed in the women's individual skating competition.
Wow.
There you go.
Some gymnasts are pretty young though too, right?
12, yeah, 30? But this is 11.
Yeah, 11. This is crazy.
I'm trying to think what I was doing at 11. I think I was just playing with like Pokemon cards.
Pokemon? I can't remember what I was doing at 11. Doesn't matter.
A clock this morning. Keep going.
What? No, did you just say cock?
11 o'clock this morning. I was adding, don't worry.
He made a joke and it was quite good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Didn't hear it.
Yeah. So, there's also a skateboarder from Britain named Sky Brown who will turn 12 just before the game starts. Although she hasn't actually qualified yet. But they reckon she will. In surfing news, I'm not entirely sure. Okay. I don't know why I've written this down because I just watched it the other day. Charlie Crevant is a French surfer, okay? They're at some sort of event. There's only a video. I saw no write-up about it, but I can explain the video to you.
This is good. This is good.
So Charlie is on a wave, and then out of the side of the screen, you see someone sort of drop in like behind him and comes up behind him and pushes him.
What?
Just not just an actual surfer just at the beach. Not part of the competition at all. The commentator's like, what's going on? He just got pushed in the back. But the guy who pushed fell off anyway. And Charlie continued and
he didn't fall off?
No, he kept going.
How did he not fall off?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. It was so weird. And the commentators just didn't know what to do or say. They were so confused. Like, he shouldn't be here.
What is going on?
No, it wasn't in French.
Was that French? I don't know if that was.
Oui.
Anyway. Yeah, so that's all. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay.
It was a weird video and I couldn't
The shocking realities of, you know, an open break. It's interesting that in surfing, like, it's like a space. It's not like it's nobody's property.
It's not.
Right?
I understand and that. Then, but surely, like, it's like a park or something. You know, people are free to go to a park.
I push kids out of the park all the time.
No, but if there's a game on, you sort of go around the game, right?
Yeah.
You can't have a private water. Like, it's not private ocean, right? You can't block it off, really.
No.
You sort of could.
I mean, there's definitely surfing etiquette and rules, right?
Mm. Yeah.
But maybe the competitor was dropping in on him.
Nah. But even still, like, surely, I'm sure one of them mentioned, this is a closed off event. Like, go surf it over there more. Don't drop in on our guys.
But it's not. It's interesting, though. Like, it's not illegal.
But I don't know. Is it? You're the server. You should.
I don't think so.
Is it assault? I think you push someone off the board?
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Mm.
Or it's... Is it in international waters? It's not...
I'm not salt. I'm salty.
God,
I'm nailing these dad jokes.
We need a dad. We need to record these dad jokes because...
I can't help but record it. It's part of what I do on this show. All right. Should we do a game?
Yep.
Okay. Here
Wait.
Okay, I'll wait. You tell me when you're ready, Gabby. Mick, we can talk amongst ourselves.
We didn't do my segment.
Oh, let's do that quickly. Really quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. God, it's so slow and quiet.
Ta-da! What do you want? A medal?
Okay, go.
Okay, in What Do You Want a Medal this week, we have a few candidates. The Canadian band that decided to do the deepest concert underground after playing a concert at 1,893.8 meters below sea level in Ontario. I mean, they really wanted that medal, but no, they're not getting it this week, I'm afraid. There also another contender was the Chesterfield woman in
Chesterfield?
Chesterfield, yeah. You know where Chesterfield is? Nah, neither do I. She has over 1,456 beavers, the biggest beaver collection in the world. and she's about to get the world record. They're claiming, but she's not quite got it yet because they haven't officially verified that. No, she doesn't get the record, the medal this week.
Okay.
The medal goes to the 3,500 cosplayers in France who decided now is a good time to get together dressed up as Smurfs and try and get the biggest world record for the largest Smurf gathering. They said, now we are champions of the world. There's no risk. We're going to Smurferize the coronavirus.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, 3,500 people dressed up as Smurfs in one spot.
I want the person hosting that.
Wait,
to be
he
like,
has to do the punchline.
Is there a punchline?
No, that's it.
No, the punchline is, what do you want? A medal?
Oh, so you 3,500 Smurfs, what do you want? A medal?
Yay!
Thanks, Gab. I missed that.
No, there's no punchline. I think
that was my segment. Dun dun dunks. All right, now you can do the game.
You ready?
Yeah. Sport and COVID-19.
Oh, God. Can't we get away from this bloody virus?
It's not possible. We need to understand the microbiology of humans. And as an epidemiologist, I know these things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Not a doctor.
Question is, it's actually more of a discussion. Because I wrote some questions and I realized that you already know the answers. So. All right. Whoever has the best... answer win, so it's not a rush, so have a think. What would you rather? Play in the World Cup with no fans and no evidence you ever played in it, or play in the World Cup with fans and a live broadcast, but you're infected with COVID-19?
Well, that's obvious.
Does everyone know I'm infected?
Yeah.
As in you get infected because you play? Or
like you
play?
Actually have the sniffles while you're playing.
I think I'd be okay with it.
Yeah, look, we're all good because we're all fine. We're not vulnerable.
So you'd be fine to play. We'd go, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want the fame.
On reflection, that was actually quite a boring question.
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a good one. What would you rather be? A grown adult man?
No.
Riding an electric skateboard through the city?
Oh, wore an electric skateboard.
Or have COVID-19? And I want some thoughts about this.
Okay, COVID. Absolutely. I'm happy to take 14 days off, sit at home.
With the it's pretty bad. Like, it's still a flu.
But I'm not on a military skateboarder.
But you're already a man, so that's unfortunate.
Can I be controversial here and say that I've always wanted to give one of those skateboards a go?
Controversial.
Where you hold a little controller in your hand and you push it forward and faster and slower.
Okay. Now, you know what? Happy to give it a go.
It looks fun.
But I would
it?
Never ride it through the city where people can watch me.
No. And you're single, so.
Exactly. I'm making things so much worse for myself. I got a better chance with the bloody COVID.
Yeah.
19.
Would you?
What? I'm picking up.
Pick up at home.
You can stay at Draw home on Tinder and just exactly. someone will feel sorry for you.
Just watching rom-coms and Tinder.
Yeah. See?
Oh, it's probably support groups for people who've got it, you know.
What? Singleness.
Talking. Oh,
I can't help it. Have you got any more, Gab, or is that it?
I'm
That's okay, because we're finished anyway.
Oh, okay. Fantastic.
We've timed this very well, everyone.
Oh.
Okay. Well done.
Clean your hands. Stay safe. Play sport.
Just
be
clean
great.
Yourself. Just be clean. Oh, sorry.
That was a good rhyme.
Was it?
Yep.
I missed it. Great. And what?
Stay safe. Clean your hands. Play sport. Be great.
Don't leave
Mick, that was actually pretty good.
It wasn't great. I wish we hadn't have redone that.
I can't believe you let me do it twice.
All right, we're out. Bye.
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 You know, we never say Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.